It is a glorious first day of summer, 1st of December, Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. A very good morning to you wherever and however you're listening, and I'm sure many listening at the moment have been up all hours this morning, and a great moment in Australian sport. What an achievement from this Socceroos side who have won 1-0 this morning against Denmark to ensure they're through to the round of 16. Two straight wins at a World Cup for the first time ever. Now, they hadn't kept a clean sheet at a World Cup since a scoreless draw against Chile back in 1974, the Socceroos. Well, they've done it two games in a row, and they had to do it this morning because Tunisia beat France 1-0, and had we not won the game against Denmark this morning, it would have been Tunisia going through to the round of 16. But instead, a heroic goal from Matthew Lecky right on the hour mark has ensured that we took the 3 points, and we're through, Loz. Morning to you, mate. We're just watching the scenes at Fed Square in on the breakfast shows on the TV, scenes around pubs all over Australia this morning. How good is it?
Oh, it makes you proud to be an Aussie. Well done to the Socceroos and Graham Arnold and all the team over there in Qatar. Good morning, boys. Phenomenal performance, you know, to win against a team that's ranked in the top 10 in the world. Not only were we after a draw to progress, if we had a one, we went through as well. But I don't think too many people were expecting us to win this morning. But to win two games at this World Cup, to go through to the next stage is a remarkable achievement. And you're right, Mido, they collected two clean sheets after conceding four goals in the opening contest against France. It's just passion has been spilling over this morning down there in Melbourne and all around the country, no doubt about it. I think everyone's just so impressed with the way they've been able to handle it. And, you know, coming into this tournament, Graham Arnold, you know, there was some talk about whether he'd keep his position or not. It's been justified now with them going through to the final 16. It's just been a remarkable performance. I'm so proud of him and well done to the Aussie boys.
Yeah, well, Graham Arnold, pup, hasn't he just
shut everyone up. That's what he's done.
The critics absolutely eating their words this morning, to say the least. Heading into that Peru qualifier, he was under the hammer big time. And here he is leading Australia to, well, our best performance ever at a World Cup now. Morning to you, mate.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning to our listeners. I think this is the thing. We move on so quickly, but even go back to us losing to France. So many people were so critical of the way we played, you know, how slow we looked compared to France, some of the decisions that were made, you know, go before that. And, people were critical of the selection, the actual squad, the World Cup squad. Did he pick the right people? Did he leave the wrong people out? Go back before we even qualified, he was under the pump. So, you know, this is where everyone just seems to forget all that and move on. But I tell you one person that won't forget it. It's Graham Arnold. He'll be sitting there as focused as he is and as excited as he is. In the back of his mind, he will know, you know what? So many people doubted me. So many people said I couldn't do this and this team couldn't do this, and we're proving him wrong every single day. So congratulations to him. Congratulations to the Socceroos. And, yeah, what an amazing performance.
Yeah,
unreal. What an achievement.
Unreal.
What an achievement.
You can't help it. Really respect and like Graham Arnold, I reckon. Loz, I mean, he has been there through the dark times in Australian football, the good times.
I thought he had every right to tell them to stuff it in the lead up to the World Cup once he qualified because of the amount of criticism that he'd received. And again, you know, we look at that team and look at the squad we put together, people were saying it's close to our worst ever team. And I don't know whether we should have qualified, but we did. And then after the loss to France, people were quick to criticise as well. And people can have their opinion. That's well and good. We all know that. Everyone's got it and everyone's entitled to it. But I thought some criticism at times has been personal.
Yeah, I agree, Loz.
That's the thing. I don't think it's been just critical of the team, and we all accept that. I just think it's been a little bit personal, aimed at the coach.
Yeah, certainly past players or people involved in this. Like, again, for and again, no disrespect, but for us three, our opinion, really, Graham Arnold is he's not going to look at it. You're going to laugh. We're like every sporting fan. There's no expertise here in football, and we just say what we feel. So that's not going to bother him. But some of the past players and experts, so-called experts in the game, and this is the part that I do love about media, and there's not much I love about media, but this is the part I do love. Here's your chance. The people that went out there and were tough on him and judged him and had their opinion and said what they felt, today's your day to stand there and apologise and take it back and pay your respects for what he's done. That's the good part in the media. If you want to open your mouth, when you get it wrong, you get a second chance to own that and just put your hand up. So hopefully today we see lots of these so-called experts and past players come out and say, you know what? Yep. I did judge him too harshly, or I did think this, or I did think that, but stand there and take the hit and pay the respect that Graham Arnold and this Socceroos team deserve.
Yep.
Plenty of your say already on the text line. So are we sacking Arnie, or are all those doubters going to be claiming they were at his wedding, Joel of Port Macquarie? Oh, Bulldog wasn't a doubter, no doubt about that.
Now, Bulldog's been a staunch supporter, Arnie.
Has been, big time. One of our greatest sporting achievements, proud to be an Aussie, says Scotty from Forestville. Morning, lads, what a day. This team is better than 06, as there are no players in the top five leagues in Europe, so this achievement is special. Can't wait for Sunday. Fed Square won't be big enough, says Jay at Blacktown. Hi, boys. I've been supporting this team for over 40 years and never been so proud of the boys. Tell me what sport in this country can generate a crowd like these heroes have created at 2 a.m. in the morning.
It's a good point. It's a very good point.
Yep.
Did you see those scenes in Melbourne,
Midnight?
Oh,
unbelievable. Fed Square.
I think it was 3:34 or something like that, the last bit of vision I saw. And, mate, it was packed.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That, to me, is Australian. That is what Aussies do. Mate, that can what time it is. There'll be no work down there today, let me tell you. They will be rocking.
Well, Mark from Abbotsbury says in this text, it happens every World Cup. This game needs to gather momentum and dream of the ultimate prize in sporting history. Give us a public holiday. Go you Aussies, says Mark.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, good stuff. But Matthew Leckie, he's the hero. His goal. And remember, the goal came a few minutes after Tunisia had scored. So the heat was on. At that point, we've got to win. We've
but
got
the
to go
players
ahead.
Wouldn't have known that.
I wonder if they did. I wonder
no
if the
way.
Message goes out.
No way. No way.
You probably wait till late in the game, I guess, the last
if
10 minutes.
If there's a break or something's going on, Graham Arnold might have known. But no way at that stage would the players have known.
It'd be interesting to we'll just see if we can find that out, whether that message gets down. To Graham Arnold, but it was only a matter of a few minutes because Tunisia went ahead in the 58th minute of their game and the Socceroos score on the hour mark. So
we'll see whether the crowd knew, because we'll ask Mossy.
Yep.
Mossy would have been in the crowd. Yeah, so exactly. It'll be interesting to see whether they were following the result from that other game. But
You would have thought Graham Arnold, knowing how particular he's been with every single bit of preparation, somebody would have been watching that game. Somebody would have been watching that other game for sure. So I think 100%, maybe not at that stage, but within, 5 minutes of that goal being scored, Graham Arnold would have known. He would have, because again, it's defining in regards to how they play. That last, like you say, few minutes for the Aussies, for the Socceroos, are they happy with a draw? They couldn't have been. They couldn't have sat there and said, oh, okay, we'll just take it. They knew they had to score a goal.
Yeah. In the English Premier League, they would know, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, on that final day, you do.
Yeah, on the final day, that's what I mean.
The crowd reacts, so you know.
Yeah, right.
Purely out of what's happening in the crowd.
Yeah.
Graham Arnold would have known for sure.
Yeah. Gets out.
But it's amazing, isn't it? Because I didn't watch the game, but I got up this morning. And the first thing you do when the alarm goes off, you put your phone on. And I saw these messages.
Mm.
So I sort of clicked on, and some of the blokes on my chat group are saying, mate, what a win, fantastic. And my whole energy level changed.
Leapt out of bed.
Well, I did. And then I got my laptop, and then I was looking up highlights.
Mm.
And I was looking up, and I saw Matty Leckie score a goal.
What a goal it was, too.
And you wake up early in the morning. You haven't got that much energy when you first rock out of bed. But
very rarely.
Within a minute, honestly, I've been up and about.
Yeah.
And I just feel as though everyone in this country would be like that. And you're right in what you say, and I can't remember who texted in, Middo. how do you know, someone said about generating a crowd support, like yeah. we did. It might have been Mark.
Yeah, think, Mark from it? Abbotsbury, yeah.
I think it's right. I think it's right. It's just amazing scenes, and I'm so proud and so happy that Graham Arnold has taken this team to where he has, because he's had plenty of criticism, and I like people how they respond to criticism, and I like when they get another chance and an opportunity to prove the doubters wrong, and I think he's done it.
Heroes all over the park, and Matt Leckie, his goal superb, by the way, turned the Danish defender inside out, slotted it into the corner with his left boot. This is his third World Cup. I think he equaled Tim Cahill for most Australian World Cup appearances with 9 today. But whilst he was the hero on the score sheet, Harry Soutar again in central defence, his value just skyrocketing at this World Cup. Another outstanding performance. But heroes all over the park for the Socceroos this morning. And we will speak to Mossy soon, actually. We're going to speak to Mossy in about 20 minutes' time. Reckon he's going to be up and about this morning.
Surely he's been into the sober tent. Surely this morning he's had to go into the sober tent for a little while.
He will be buzzing. We love your say. 0419 767 272, and bring it on. But can we enjoy the moment? Boys, well done to the Socceroos, but seriously, we're carrying on like we've won the World Cup. Professional sport is about winning trophies.
No.
We haven't achieved anything yet, says Cuppy from Berkeley.
Cuppy, come on, mate. Come on.
MG at Penrith as well. Come on, Graham Arnold didn't save the penalty goal in qualifying. He didn't stop the 20 attempts versus Tunisia. He didn't score the Leckie goal. Stop going on about him. The bloke is an arrogant pig and always will be, says MG at Penrith.
MG, you want to sack him when they lose? He doesn't miss the goal either. He doesn't allow the goals in, but you want to sack him when they lose? Come on.
Let's give a coach.
This is the one opportunity. All we do is sack and bag coaches. This is the one opportunity you're allowed to praise the coach, just for once.
Okay, the headlines. Back page of the papers, focusing on the cricket there yesterday. Man of the hour headline, back page of the telly. The Herald, Shield Bedrock has Marnus ready for the red ball is a headline there. Hosts let their bats to the talking on the back page of the Australian Today. Pup, yesterday the Aussies 2 for 292 after... Stumps on day one. 2 for 293. Sorry, it stumps on day one. Marnus Labuschagne, 154 not out of 270 balls. Steve Smith not out, 59 off 107. Straight away, when you knew the coin came down Australia's way, you thought this is going to be a long day in the field for the Windies, and it was.
Well, game over, firstly, unfortunately, for West Indies. Well, they won't make 200 on that wicket. I actually think there was enough in the pitch. But they bowled. You know what? They tried exceptionally hard. They missed a couple of opportunities, but they got their length and their line wrong in those conditions. If Australia get it right, they won't make 200. There's just enough movement there. The pitch is quite dry. They left grass on top, but it was dry underneath. So you can see there's already some cracks. It was just inexperience. That's all from the young West Indian attack. It's nothing more than that, and I'm not having a shot at them, but I watched the test, I listened to some of the commentary, and everyone was trying to be as kind as they could to the West Indies, but the reality is, mate, the game's over. Australia makes 500, and they should enforce the follow-on and only bat once. I just reckon someone like Josh Hazlewood's going to be unplayable. He bowls the right length, he pitch it up. They bowled a metre too short for that pitch, and... You know, Australia batted beautifully. You know, Usman Khawaja looked good. Marnus Labuschagne. Well, Loz, you asked yesterday, is he in good form? There's your answer. He batted like an absolute genius. I think there was one chance at second slip where he got dropped in about 70s or 80. And then Smitty looked the best of the lot. He looked like he was playing clubbies. You could tell in his mannerisms and his attitude and the way he was back letting the ball go. He just looks... He's on. So if they don't get him out in the first, few overs today, you can lock him in for another big 100 as well.
poor D Warner dragging on for five, he would have been thinking, oh, I've missed out here.
Yeah. But just opening the batting is like, again, there was enough there. The shot that got Davey out, if you just look at the one shot, it doesn't look great, but the ball before is what got him out. Good fast bouncer pushed him back. And then they went fuller and wider, and he chased that ball. So that was well bowled from West India's setup. But yeah, Davey, unlucky to get a big inside edge onto the pegs. But now already, I saw one article this morning that he's finished. Warner's career's over. You know, first innings of the summer, gets a failure, and we've got to be talking about someone getting dropped. We couldn't have a day where, you know, the team's brilliant. We've got to find a reason to drop someone. So. But yeah, he'll be disappointed, but that's the way it goes. You open the batting, sometimes you nick it, sometimes you miss it, and I think you got to pay credit to Khawaja and Labuschagne when the ball was doing a bit before lunch. I thought they were brilliant. And then Labuschagne Smith afterwards, just a class above.
Okay, we're just watching the anthems here on SBS. Two games about to occur, which will determine who our opponent is. I believe our round of 16 games is going to be 6 a.m. Sunday morning. So that's more viewer friendly than what we just had overnight. So this is the deal. So we play the winner of Group C. Now, as it stands in Group C, Poland on 4 points, Argentina 3, Saudi Arabia 3, Argentina have a superior goal difference though, and Mexico 1. But Poland and Argentina are about to play each other.
Argentina, come on.
Well, yeah, I mean, Poland, come on. Poland $7.50 with tab. Argentina $1.42. The draw $4.65. So, yeah, I mean, as
so,
it stands,
so we play the winner of this group.
Winner of this group.
So we want Argentina. We'll beat them.
Well, I'm going the other route.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going Argentina, hopefully not to make it or win this game.
I want Argentina to win. Make it, us play them, and us beat them.
You want us to play Argentina?
Yep.
Okay.
I want to play Argentina.
Bring anyone on. Well, there's mate, Lionel Messi.
No one thought we'd beat Denmark, mate. Never in doubt. Argentina, give us Messi. Messi's old, mate. He should have retired 5 years ago. We've got him
legs.
Covered.
He's running on
old legs, Lozza.
I think I'm going to take the Loz route and go for Argentina to win this game and finish us. Sorry, no, they would play us. No, we need Poland to hold on.
Gee, I don't want that.
Just a draw.
I want Argentina to win.
Oh, gee, I don't. Okay, and the other game, Mexico $1.65 against Saudi Arabia $4.50. The draw $4.40. So these games are kicking off shortly.
Imagine if we beat Argentina. Mate.
Got
a dream. You got a dream, Mido. Come on.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Messi, back to clubbies once we smoke him.
Shades of 93.
Mate, you know what it might do? You might see Messi in the A-League at the Novotel. Mate, come on.
No, I think he's committed somewhere else. Yeah,
Only for a couple of years, America. Yeah. He'll be back.
So we'll track these games throughout the morning. Just also back page of the telly, Dean Bulldog Richie spoken to Tom Trbojevic, Turbo. I love club too much to leave. And there was some obviously turmoil after Des Hasler left the club, and it was thought that the Trbojevics were considering their futures at Manly. But Tommy just saying in this article, he's gone back, had a deep breath, had a think, just realises how much he loves the club. I mean, if Tom Trbojevic or Jake ever left Manly, I mean, we thought it was weird watching Adam Reynolds go and play in a Broncos jersey. Could you imagine how weird it would be watching either of these two playing for another club? I mean, you couldn't think of two more players that are more Manly through and through than these guys. They grew up playing for the Mona Vale Raiders. They're just Manly.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are reading into the fact that because they had a close relationship with Des, that they wanted out as well, but that was never the case. They always wanted to know what was going on. And then once the club decided to do what they did, they were supportive. That doesn't mean you're being disrespectful to Des. That means you just want to play for that club. And regardless of who the coach is, you'll be there. You'll stick out your contract. And you can be disappointed when a coach gets a sack if you've got a great relationship with him. Mm. There's nothing wrong with showing your support for a sack coach. And there's nothing wrong with being there for them and still having a great relationship with them. For some reason, people think when a coach gets the rissole that players are turned off him. It's just the business that we're in. Yeah. In professional sport, it happens all the time. Des will get another job. Des will work his magic somewhere else. He'll have another group of players fall in love with him. And everyone moves on. But they were going nowhere, the Trebojeviches.
On the text line, it pays to be a loyal supporter of the Aussies. Topped up the tab account for Hawkesbury on Saturday. Bring on Argentina, says Lucy from Summer Hill. Yeah, the patriotic punters have had a good boarding with the Socceroos paying upwards of around $7. Poland are a good team. Yep, agreed. Absolutely. Any team with Robert Lewandowski in it, it's a pretty good team. Brett from Richmond here. Haters got to hate. We are no France, but well done, Socceroos. Well done. Proud to be an Australian.